systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Gem Hole. Today is Monday, December 14th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you
Go
guys so
fuck
much
yourself,
for being
please
with us. This is episode number
284.
The Monday Night Show.
Woo!
If you guys are listening live, thegemhole.com/live/feedback type shit, and I'll read it, maybe. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Are you good?
I would have been better if you let me kaboom.
Why?
I don't know. I just want to do
Who's the host of this show?
We
Whose show is this?
We
I
are.
Am. You are the co-host.
I think I could do a very good kaboom.
That's not the point.
So? You've done it 284 times.
Because it's my show.
I want to do it once.
Well, I want my dick sucked.
I just
want
to do one
kaboom. I'll trade you. One blow job.
I've given you like one
per
blow job.
Kaboom.
So let me kaboom once.
No, that's before. And what I have to do to get that, besides beg, pretty much.
No, I remember that one night I just woke up and gave you a blow job.
Whoa. When was that?
A while ago.
I don't
ago
think that was me.
Yeah, no, it was just...
I don't ever remember you doing that without me being like, fucking just suck my dick, Christ,
no, I remember
stop
just
talking
waking up one night because I was horny and just, I gave
in
you
the middle of the
job,
night?
That was it.
It doesn't count if I'm asleep.
You woke up.
Bullshit.
You woke up.
I don't think I did.
Because you got up and cleaned your dick out, remember?
Afterwards, I don't think I did. I think you're fabricating false reality.
No, I'm not.
Like anti-vaxxers.
But, you know, I don't mind sucking your dick, but I like having sex.
I'm glad
too
that's recorded, because the next time I'm like, hey, suck this cock, and you're like, nah.
I don't mind
I'm
doing
bring
it
up
as long
this
as I get something too. Like,
well,
the last
see, no,
few
no,
times
no, no,
we've
no
had sex, I've always that's started out with giving you a blowjob, and
that's
then
not,
I get
no
on top, and I'm doing most of the work and stuff, and I'm trying to like do more
somebody
of the work for you.
Somebody needs to Google what a blowjob is. A blowjob isn't, I'll suck your dick, and then you fuck me. No. That's,
no, I fuck
that's
you
just sex.
That's the thing. I'm
that's
trying
just
to do more of the work, so you're not like, do everything.
You don't fuck me. I fuck you. Let's get this straight, first of all.
No.
Yeah. You don't fuck
the last
me
few times, you gotta admit, we've been having some pretty awesome sex.
That's
I'm
fine.
Like,
our sex
I'll put
is
the
always
penis in my mouth, and I'll totally get on top and ride your dick till it breaks.
That's how it's supposed to be. You're making this out to be like, oh my god, this is like groundbreaking science.
No,
here. No,
I just
that's
it's
how
something different. That's all. I just wanted to like mix it up or whatever, and I just I
well
want
mix
kaboom
it up by letting me just kick the fuck back. Do what I need to do while, like, if we, when we watch Dexter tonight, season finale, by the way, thank you
Doug
people
says,
in
Danny
the chat.
Danny, tell him to let you kaboom or you walk out right now.
Shit, it's cold out right now.
I know, right? I'm not leaving.
I know
Guitar Hero Dave says, you guys don't make love, just straight fucking?
Yeah, no, we don't make love. Making love is for faggots.
We do that sometimes when we're high.
Yeah, that's I have to be on drugs to make love. Otherwise, it's
no,
straight
you
up
make
fucking
love. You're like, oh god, I love you. Oh, this feels so good. I love you. Oh fuck,
when
I love
I'm
you
on drugs, right?
No, you kind of do that sober too. You're like, oh god.
I don't think so.
You make the best faces when you're fucking.
Well, oh, that god I cannot
and
help.
And I love it when you go into the kitchen to like squeeze the extra semen out of your dick, and then you kind of like jerk off a little bit, and you make this face. You're like, like that face is just so good. It's my favorite. I love it.
See, I wouldn't have to do that.
It's kind of the
if
face of when you're coming.
If you would properly take the cum in your mouth and, you know, take care of that for me, I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't even have to get up out of bed to clean up.
No,
because it would
you'd
be all
still have the after cum.
No, anyway, you would take care of that. See, you need to suckle the penis until that's gone.
For like 5 minutes after you bust your load?
Well, 10, but I'd go for 5. All right. That's fine.
I can't. No. Burger says gross.
Yeah, see? We don't use our kitchen or our bathroom for really anything. Yes. I'm trying to cut out the whole toilet in there too.
In the kitchen is where we keep our paper towels.
I can pee in the sink.
No,
and
no.
I think I could probably dump in the sink. What we need to do is get a garbage disposal. And then I could totally, because it's like a little toilet, you know, with the little black rubber things, and it's like you just.
I'm gonna turn it on one day when you're sitting on it. Your balls are gonna get chopped off.
My balls don't hang that low. I mean, I got big balls, but they
don't
hang
out. They'll hang low.
That's true. Why is that? That's weird.
Because they're trying to get a breeze, man.
And I noticed that today, like, I got home from work and you weren't here, so I was like, all right, I could take a shower because it's been a couple weeks.
I took a shower today, too. High five. Yeah.
Expecting a blowjob after this.
I'm expecting sex. I want some righteous sex.
Well, you see that purple dong up on the thing?
I don't want that. I'm that waiting for my awesome Christmas present from Mike Boudet, sending me a purple rabbit.
Did Arado Toy send you a dildo for Christmas?
Yes, he's going to send me a purple rabbit. It's just like my dildo, but not broken.
You know
purple.
What that brings to mind?
What?
Ho, ho, ho. Come on.
Oh, my God. So what do you want for Christmas, my love?
A blowjob to start things out.
Anything else?
Followed up with a threesome. Girl of my choice, followed up with a steak dinner.
And who would be the girl of your choice?
Well, I don't know yet, obviously. I would have to scheme on the internet and find one, wouldn't I?
Doug says, hey, Danny, actually, if he won't let you do the kaboom, just respond to everything he says with kaboom.
Yeah, that'll be... Hey, you guys are the ones that have to listen to this awful shit.
Kaboom!
I don't... Oh, my God. This will be the shortest jam hole episode ever.
Kaboom! No.
See what you did? You guys did that. Kaboom. You did that. Enjoy that.
But anyway, something more feasible. What
oh,
would you
so
like
no, I think I do have a girl in mind, though. There's this hot little blonde chick that works at one of these places I deliver at, and she always like smiles at me when I go in there. I think I could hook it up. I wouldn't obviously tell her.
If you wouldn't
her,
mind murder afterwards,
I wouldn't.
Being
well,
an
that's
accessory.
Fine. That's fine. I don't care what you do with her after.
Oh God!
I care what you do with her during, and probably before. I mean, I guess we could kill her first. Would that still make you jealous if there was a dead chick?
Not if I killed her.
But you wouldn't do it right. You'd be all messy with it. See, I would kill her properly to where she would still look alive.
You gotta do it like Dexter. You just get the fucking shit and just put too much in it.
No, see, I don't want blood all over the place unless she's on the rag.
With like a syringe.
I'm poisoning
like that.
If anything. I don't want any guts coming out of the... We can't be talking about this on the show.
Anyway,
Nacho says, I wouldn't mind seeing Smashley's knockers.
She's got some big old titties.
They're probably
dude.
As big as yours, Nacho.
Oh, gosh. She's got some big old bitties. Her boobs are the same size as mine.
Her boobs are the same size as my head.
Yeah, well, so anything else, like something more feasible? Like,
what's more feasible than a fucking threesome?
I don't want to have a threesome.
Even with a dead chick.
I'd have a threesome with... You, me, and a dude.
Oh, of course you would. Oh, I see how that would be fun for me.
Well, then now you see my conundrum,
could
right?
I fuck him in the ass? Because it's been a while since I got some good anal.
Ew.
Would that be gay?
Yes.
Even if...
Yes. Just yes.
Okay.
See, now you see my problem. It's uncomfortable for you to fuck with another dude.
No, but you're like halfway to a dyke. What's the matter to
I
you?
I am not.
You're more of a dyke than I am a fag. Let's be honest here.
No, dude. I'm not more of a dyke.
Guys.
I don't like other women, man.
Chat.
You know I don't like other women.
Well, that's your fault. You have some weird hang-ups.
What? So, I know what I want for Christmas.
I wasn't asking. I don't give a fuck what you want for Christmas. What would you like for Christmas, love of my life?
I want my glasses.
My glasses.
I want to go to an eye doctor.
And you make glasses.
And get a fucking eye exam and get my glasses back really
so
bad.
So do it.
I don't have any money.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
That is a problem.
The jamhole.com/donate. Get her glasses for Christmas,
please. I look so hot in glasses.
Oh, I bet.
Dude, like, that's why I never wore makeup, is because I always wore my glasses and I look super hot with those.
Can you wear makeup and wear glasses at the same time?
Yeah.
It always, I don't know, I always pictured like the makeup would rub like, off on the glasses or something.
What? Your eyes
and
don't touch the glasses.
You'd have just a disgusting mess.
No, and plus I would wear makeup with my glasses sometimes because I would just flip my glasses up on top of my head and I'd look like the sexy hot teacher person because I wore the nerdy plastic frames.
Of course.
Fuck yeah, dude. I love my glasses, dude. I haven't worn them in over 6 years, so that might be contributing to my headaches.
You think?
Yeah,
you know what's contributing to my headaches? You.
Why would you even say that?
I'm just kidding.
You love me.
I don't get headaches.
You love me.
Because I'm a man. I'm a real man. How's your brother doing? Can we talk about that real quick?
Oh, to mention it on a third show just so you could bitch at me even more?
Well, why the fuck not? I mean, you gotta finish up the story. You can't do what fucking Stargate Universe did to me. You fucked me, Sci-Fi. I was totally with you. Alice was brilliant. Fucking Sanctuary, brilliant. Stargate Universe, I was really thoroughly enjoying. You know what they... Fucking gnats. You know what they did to me?
What'd they do to you?
They fucking aired a great 10 episodes... building up to I don't even know what the fuck. And you know when the next episode is?
When?
April 2010.
Oh, speaking of
thanks,
April.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Speaking of April 2010.
That's when the next Stargate Universe episode airs.
Me and Ashley were talking about
I'm not even
going
to give a fuck by April 2010. Okay, yeah. I gave a fuck.
You'll remember and you'll be like, ah! Oh
I, no, I gave a fuck last night when I was watching Sanctuary and on the little bottom thing, the bullshit that they pop up stupid faggy ghost shit shows, then they're like, up next, Stargate Universe. And I'm like, right the fuck on. And so I'm looking for it legally, of course, and I don't fucking see it. So I look for it illegally because, you know, why the fuck not? I've tried everything else. It's not my fault if you don't put your content out there for me to purchase.
Uh-huh.
And I can't fucking find it. So I'm like, maybe it's just not up yet. So I give it a couple days, and it's still not fucking up. So I go to the TVRage.com because, you know, TV, what?
I just got a direct message from Doug saying kaboom.
Thank you for that, Doug. Appreciate that. You fuck.
Thank you very much.
How's that swine flu doing?
Right.
What was I saying? Oh, so I go to TVRage.com, okay, which is a cool site if you want to know when TV shows are airing and all that good shit. And it's like, last episode was December 4th or whatever. Next episode, April 2010. I'm like, what the fuck? How could you do that? And did Sanctuary then lie to me by saying, oh yeah, when I said up next Stargate Universe, I meant up next in April Stargate Universe. I'm fucking pissed about that. You may not know, but I'm fucking pissed.
So, check this out. Me and Ashley were talking about something today. Her dad has a big house up on...
What's her dad's name?
I'm not going to talk
I'm kidding.
About it. But he's very wealthy, Jesus. Dude. He's a very wealthy dude. He's a very nice guy.
Really?
So
you want to invest in a up-and-coming podcast?
He might.
That would rock the cat box.
I don't think he would because of his public image type of deal. You know, he's kind of...
Well, he can be a shadow investor. It's not like we'd be like, and thanks to this guy who's running for president, piss, fuck, cunt, shit, by the way.
He's very interested in opening a restaurant, which is kind of cool, you know.
Yeah, I actually went to school so I could get out of the food service industry. Thanks.
Well, he went to culinary school for a long time, and he's an actual chef.
Oh.
Yeah. So
you know who else was an actual chef?
Who?
The Swedish chef. Borg, borg, sing you, mungy, mungy, mungy.
We were actually talking about that at work the other day. We're like, borg, borg, wink,
borg, 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 borg.
Oh, it was so great. We were walking
he's
around
in
the
our intro. Did you not know that?
Yeah, that's I know that is.
Okay.
I know that is.
I just wanted
anyway,
to make sure you know that.
So,
FYI.
They have their house that they've had for a while, and they have, you know, a side house next to it. And then they have the office, which is where Ashley now works at, but it's a house also. It's a huge house, and the office is right next to it, okay? And so they want to sell the old house, and this house is going to bring in, like, over $1 million when they sell it. It's,
really?
It's like a 6,000-square-foot home. It's fucking huge, dude. So...
if they sell it. You know what the housing market's like
right
now.
I do know that.
Piss
but,
poor.
So they like Arizona, okay? They bought a house in Arizona Very, very large house with like 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, something like that. A huge pool.
Arizona? Yeah,
out in the desert.
Too hot.
Well, it's really nice though. And so they are thinking about moving to Arizona like for good.
You know why things are so cheap in Arizona?
Why?
Because it's a fucking desert, dude.
I like
it. Why don't we just move to the middle fucking east? You know, it's a desert. I mean, Arizona is a little nicer. There's not bombs blowing up every fucking 10 minutes, but it's still a desert.
Anyway, it's nice, though. It's what Ashley's mom wants and stuff. She's like, it's warm all the time. It's always nice out, whatever. So anyway, they want to move down there for good. So they're trying to sell this old house, and they're going to keep the other house with the office and shit.
If they're so
they
rich,
come back here.
Why don't they just give it to us?
Because they can't do that.
Well, then they're not rich.
They're not that rich, but they're wealthy. They're well off.
Okay.
Anyway.
Comfortable.
So, Ashley and I were thinking about, because her dad has a truck here that she wants back down.
Can we have a threesome with Ashley?
No.
That would I was just seeing weird. What I would never do. I was just seeing what you would say.
I would say no.
Okay.
She doesn't like you like that anyway. You're too small.
Well, she's too big, so
well, either way, whatever. But they have a truck up here that they want down in Arizona, and they don't want to have to drive it themselves.
Of course not.
So in April, my birthday's April 19th, hers is April 21st.
Right.
So we wanted to maybe take that week, and we're going to take a train over to Spokane, where the truck is, and drive that down to Arizona, and then fly back. So we were thinking about doing that in April for our birthdays and stuff. And her dad is just going to like pay for everything for us. And they have this awesome pool and all this crazy shit down there. And I think it would be a blast.
Later.
So I'm really thinking about it. For our birthdays, I think it'd be so cool.
I'm not going.
Well, like her dad is like super, super like, you know, thankful and all this stuff for me helping her out while they were out of town and stuff. They're like, thank you so much for being a good friend and, you know, looking after my daughter.
Nacho says big people can get their fuck on because we don't know when we'll get it again. We make it count.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, her dad is super nice and like so happy that, you know, Ashley has a friend that looks out and actually
cares for her. That's not on probation or parole or in jail.
Well, I'm
those
the
are things
one
I
friend.
Look for in
I'm
a friend.
I'm her best friend, dude, and I'm one of the people that'll just call and say, hey, what are you doing? I want to come over and just kick it instead of, hey, do you have any drugs? You know where to get anything?
Right.
You know.
Those aren't friends. I don't
right.
know if you know.
Those are
those
not
are
friends.
Not,
okay. Those are acquaintances. Okay. Those are drug-affiliated acquaintances. So,
okay.
You know, he's super happy with that. And, like, you know, her dad is super cool. So he's really happy with, I don't know, me hanging around and asked if we wanted to do that. So we're really thinking about it.
Sweet.
I think it'd
be
super
get
cool.
Time off work for that and for the live show trip in September, possibly?
Yeah, I work at a restaurant, dude. It's not hard to do.
Okay. You going to have money for that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll try.
Okay. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'll see what I could do.
Might just be me going down there.
So, anyway, you want to talk about my brother?
You want to talk about your brother. You got to end the story. Like I was saying, you can't just pull a fucking Stargate universe. That's what we're going to call it. Whenever people leave you hanging.
This will be continued next week. No.
Right. We'll be continued in 6 fucking months. Mm-hmm. After we hire some new writers, because apparently the last ones committed suicide.
So
they blew their own minds with how awesome their show was.
Oh, Guitar Hero Dave says, do you talk to your brother first? And he talked to me, and oh, I don't care if he fucking says I could say this on the show or not.
Oh, so it's cool now, right?
I don't know.
Wait, didn't you just say you talked to him and he said, what did you just say?
He texted me this morning about the situation, but he didn't say that I could say it on the show or not.
The situation?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, real quick. I got sucked into the whole Jersey Shore's crap. If you read my show notes from Friday's show, you will know that. Anytime now anyone says the word situation, all I can think of is that DB. All I can fucking think of is that guy being like, yo, this is the situation.
I have no idea what
a fagola. Holy Christ. Just read the show notes because I'm not going to talk about that mess.
So I was listening back to
the
Friday night show.
The phone call?
Yeah, I needed to listen to that because I was like, I don't remember how pissed off I got. So, on my way over to Ashley's today...
I don't think you were the pissed off one. I think he was the pissed off one. You were just kind of egging him on. I was trying to mediate, as I tend to do.
Yeah, and it pisses me off, too, because my parents sided with him.
Well, your parents need to support him. I fully agree with
that.
Not
in that area.
They need to beat his fucking ass first and be like, this is no.
Yeah.
But then, afterwards, you need to support, for sure.
Well, I love him to death, but, dude, it's fucked. So, I mean, and like I said before, yeah, I mentioned it on the show without asking him because he never even came to me to tell me the situation in the first place. It's like, fuck you. You don't want to fucking come and tell me what's going on? Yeah, fuck you. I'm going to mention it on the show. So, and don't try and call and get an apology from me because that's not going to fucking happen.
Especially in the middle of a show.
Exactly. And especially for some fucking girlfriend that I've only met like once.
We don't make apologies. We receive them. Yeah, I don't know if you know how this works or not. We receive the apologies.
And the reason why I've only met her once is because they've only been together for like a month. So, and he's like, I'm so in love with her. And I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Well, didn't you say though that she was his best friend? Before
yeah, but
that.
If she was his best friend, I would have known about it. Because he was all hanging out with this other chick all the time saying,
oh,
no, this is my best friend.
Oh,
remember
Jerry,
prom?
Jerry,
remember
Jerry.
His prom night and he came over here and got drunk because his prom date fucking ditched him from some
other
guy?
Oh, yeah, and we did coke.
That was his best friend. That was his best friend or whatever, and that.
So
and
this is a new best friend,
I guess. And
well,
that
let's just
have
ruin
been
this
over
one.
5 years ago. Or whatever.
Why the fuck not?
I know. So it's stupid of him in the first place to be fucking trying to, you know, do unprotected sex or whatever with her. So I don't care about her in the least.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm glad we've clarified that in front of 4,000 people.
I mean, she seems like a sweet girl and
do
shit.
Do we, hold on.
But, like, screw
do we,
your head on right, please.
Do we have 4,000 listeners? Like, where are we at? Does anyone
do
know?
Have, how many downloads a month do we have?
I don't know. I don't
iTunes.
Keep track of that stuff. Is anyone keeping track? How big are we?
I don't know.
I was just curious. How many voicemails did Heather get? That's a good number.
That is, yeah.
We could go by that number.
Wish I could get a tracker. Anyway, so I got a text message this morning. Actually, I'll go ahead and find it for you real quick.
Oh, please. Please.
Let's see here. Among all the fucking Twitter goddamn messages I got.
Hey, that's your fault for getting your Twitter account hacked.
I don't know what the... And I got another one, too, as we were sitting here talking after you had fucking deleted the shit. And I don't
did
understand
you change
where it came
your fucking
from.
Password like I told you to?
Not right that second.
Well, no shit then. It's your fault, not my Twitter account. My Twitter account's on lock.
Yeah. Oh, God, where's that?
Except the shitty thing, if one of my shits gets hacked, that means probably all of my shits will get hacked.
Why? Do you use the same password?
Well, I have a couple
or like
variations
a variation
of the same password. I can't remember that much shit, man. It's a pain in the ass.
Oh, here you go.
Pain in the ass.
It says, I don't know if you're awake or not, but she had her period, so you could stop being pissed at me.
Did a little dead baby come out in it?
I don't know, but this was 11:36 p.m. last night, so I wasn't awake, and then...
So she's not pregnant. We can all...
No.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief... Okay, a collective...
Unless she's having a fucking one of those fake periods, you know
can
what
you
mean?
Have a period and be pregnant?
Yes, you can.
What the fuck, vaginas?
Many women do that.
That's bullshit.
Because of the stress about it?
We rely...
About that.
We rely on your bloody snatches to let us know that we're all good, okay?
No, see, you can be pregnant and have a period. Like, they can, their period might be irregular, like they might just spot a little, or...
No, I need a heavy flow.
I don't know, but I've never been pregnant, so I couldn't tell you for
like
sure.
Much like my emo poetry episodes, I need a heavy flow, if you know what I mean.
Anyway, so she's not pregnant, and then I texted him, I said...
Well, right on for that.
I said, good, don't fucking scare me like that again until you're at least in your 20s.
Well,
you know.
My whole problem with it is don't ever tell someone you might be pregnant. What you tell them is I am, or you don't say
not.
Anything at all. Default mode is not pregnant. Like, we all roll around in our default mode, which is not pregnant. Okay, so then if you get knocked up, you flip mode from the default, which is, what is the
what?
Default mode?
Not,
what are you right now?
Up. I'm good.
Not
pregnant. Yeah.
Okay, so we flip. Jesus
good.
Christ. We go from not pregnant to pregnant. You should never have to tell. You should never roll up into a group of people and be like, "Hey guys, I'm not pregnant." It's like, well, we know that because that's the default mode. Okay,
right.
So you should never be. I might be pregnant.
Because, I think he was just scared and needed someone to talk to, so he told my mom and dad.
Well, that's a piss poor move on his part.
Oh shit!
But don't anyway, ever do that again.
I think I kind of hurt him a little bit.
Yeah,
because
you hurt his feelers, man.
I don't give a fuck. But on
that's your brother. You give a fuck about your brother.
Well,
honestly,
I thought my brother would be a little smarter, but
well, so did I. I thought my girlfriend would like giving blowjobs, but
anyway, so
we are
on
both
Friday
mistaken.
Night after the show. I was texting him back and forth, and by the end of it, we were both so fucking mad at each other that
Did the hate, the H word come out?
What, hate?
Hate?
It's
a strong word.
Probably. I don't remember.
Did you say, I hate you?
No.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I liked him better when he was gay.
Me too.
I just saying, just throwing that out into the potosphere.
I'm happy that he's, you know, with a girl.
Hey, Doug's got a point. He says maybe Michael will give Matt a BJ. We have a threesome with your bro?
No.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Doug, that is disgusting.
Oh, dude, I just got an image of my brother sucking you off.
Just all. Hey! Just going town.
It's gross.
Quit picking your nose.
No. So the last thing I texted him was, I was like, Michael, stop being stupid. You know, tell me she's not pregnant. Tell me she is and you're getting an abortion. Or just don't fucking tell me anything at all.
Oh, snap. You like disowned his ass.
Yeah, I did.
That's sad. He needs support. You are his support staff.
No, my whole fucking family is his little support staff because they've all got their heads up their asses.
Well, no, they're... Remember how I explained to you a while ago about how women have biological clocks inside of them?
Uh-huh.
They're much like my alarm clock every morning,
uh-huh.
Except it doesn't happen every morning, thank
right.
the good Lord that is watching over us right now. But women's biological clocks go tick-tock, tick-tock until they're about 40, and then that fucking alarm goes off, and you can't hit snooze on that motherfucker, trust me, you cannot. I've dated 40-year-olds. You cannot hit snooze.
Ew.
What you can do is get their tubes tied or their ovaries ripped out or just find
We're
yourself
halfway
a
there.
New chick. Because after 35, once they're heading towards 40, they needs to have babies.
No.
Yeah. And I think that's where your mom is right now. She knows that she probably can't have another child of her own, but now she needs her babies. See, the biological clock resets then once you have kids. And once those kids get to a certain age, it goes off again.
Well, she just really wants me to be a mom, I guess.
Because you would make a wonderful mother.
You
would eat your fucking young.
No, I think I'd be an awesome mom. I'd raise my kid just like me, and then, you know, there'd be another me in the world, probably 10 times worse. You know, it's the thing your parents say, you know. Oh, I hope you have children. They're going to be 10 times worse than you, and that's usually what happens.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too.
Yeah.
It's not why I don't want kids. I mean, have you seen kids? They're fucking
yes.
annoying.
They look, like, disgusting when they
like,
come out.
Like, why
it's
would
crazy.
I ever want to do that? Ever.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah.
are handling it. Like I've said, man, you guys are taking good care of that.
Like, I wouldn't mind if my, you know, if, We're, like, I hung out with my brother's kid once in a while and take him out, take him fishing and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, I'll babysit and shit. I just don't
No, not
want
even that.
My own.
No, I don't, like, they gotta be able to wipe their own ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I ain't changing shit.
And
fuck
it can't
that.
Cry when I look at it wrong.
No, no. I mean, when I say babysit, I mean you leave after they're asleep and locked in their bedrooms. I don't want to see the kids or anything, but, you know, I'll be there in
no,
case
No, like, I'm saying, like, you know,
something
after,
happens.
If my brother had a kid or whatever, when he's old enough.
Right.
That I would take the kid out and do things with it and stuff.
As in not 17.
Right.
That
so,
is
you
not.
You know, I would take the kid out and do stuff with it, take it fishing and hunting and shit and all that. You know, just to hang out or whatever, but I don't want a fucking kid there all the time.
Right. Contrary to popular belief, I don't know, I mean, some of you guys might think this, 17 is not actually the right age to have kids. I mean, you may be like, but Matt, I see all these 17-year-olds all around and they all have kids. Right. They're idiots. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to just go ahead and say that right now.
Yes.
They're idiots.
So, yeah, I feel kind of bad because I pretty much disowned his ass.
Yeah,
because
that's,
of that.
You should.
But You know, in all honesty, if he did have a kid, I would disown his ass. I would.
For a while, but then you'd feel bad. Nah. You'd see it and you'd be like, Mm-hmm.
I don't like, dude, babies freak me out.
They're ugly.
My cousin had a kid and she asked me to hold it for 5 minutes and I held it out in front of me like this the entire time while she was gone.
Did
was
it piss
like,
on you?
No, I held it away from me.
It's not even just babies. Like, pictures of other people's babies freak me out.
Yeah,
I was messing around. I was messing around on Facebook last night and this morning, and one of the people I'm friends with that I used to be friends with back in the day. I'll tell you what, this chick, she kind of looked like Betty Boop.
Uh-huh.
She was known for giving the best blowjobs ever, and I tell you what, she did. But now she's all like settled down and has kids and stuff, and so she made a post about something like, it's good to know that it's not just adults that have a hard time getting going in the morning. Kids do too. What do you do about that? Someone said cigarettes. Someone said cigarettes. So I'm like, yeah, I'm with the guy above me. Cigarettes and speed, that's the way to go. And she's like, I hope you never have kids. I'm like, me too. And then another one was like, how do you guys do that? It's so hard. I can't keep going. And one guy posted, you just gotta fake it till you make it. I'm like, yeah,
what?
That's, so then I make a post. I'm like, yeah, that's good. Just keep lying to him. Like, just tell him, you know, that Santa Claus and Easter Bunny and God and the Tooth Fairy. I slip God in the middle
nice.
Of all these. I'm like, you know, when they find out all that shit's not real, they're gonna kill you or themselves.
Probably.
It's happened. This one kid killed himself because he found out everything his parents taught him was a lie.
He read
The God Delusion, and he blew his fucking brains out, man. That's crazy.
No, like, I don't... Like you say, you know, I'd see the baby and go, oh, and, like, be all back my brother's life. That's
I'm
not
just not
how
that
it would
selfish.
Happen.
I am not going to add to this overpopulation problem. You guys are handling it quite well on your own. No
you
thanks.
Know,
I like making money and actually being able to spend it on things I want.
You know, I pointed it out to my brother. I'm like, look, dude, you know, that I don't want children. You know where I stand on you having a child. So you
on
know
your
this
balls.
Is where I'm how I'm going to react to this. You know, there's no other way I'm going to react to
it's
this besides
not like,
pure anger.
It's no secret that you don't like kids.
No,
I mean,
he
it's
knows
not
that.
Like, oh my God, Dana, where is this coming from?
You remember
like,
when we did the protest against the abortion protesters
exactly.
or whatever? Me and my brother got in a huge argument about it because my brother feels differently than I do about it.
Well,
he's not against abortion, but he doesn't think that people should use it as a birth control method.
He would be against, or he would be for it after he had a kid and realized how awful it is.
I know.
I mean, and some people are made for that shit, obviously. Look at the
My brother really wants to be a dad one day. He really wants kids.
Look at the 7 billion people we're approaching, quickly approaching at that.
I just don't feel like in my life I would ever need a child.
Yeah, I fully agree. I don't think you ever need a child.
I have fun.
I will stand by you with that 100%. You will never
you sure
hear
your clock isn't going to go tick tock.
I'm a huge geek. I like rewired that thing. It lets me know when I need a new bag of weed. It's really handy. It's quite handy.
You're not going to be like, oh, you know what? I'd really love to have a kid with you.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I would maybe just to see you have an abortion to do another jam hole documentary. But other than that, no.
Oh, God.
Would you do that? Could we knock you up? To make an abortion documentary?
If we can get everyone to donate to pay for the abortion.
Would you guys pay... Okay, thejamhole.com/donate. Would you guys pay for an abortion if we did a documentary
about
it? Man,
I'd have to stop taking my birth control and shit. I really like my birth control right now.
Well, the only thing it does is keeps you from having kids.
No, it does more than that.
Could I perform the abortion?
I doubt that.
Are you doubting my skills as a surgeon?
Yes.
I've read books. Have you seen my bookshelf?
Not a surgeon, dude. All I do is
fucking
suck
diff?
It out.
I'm sure there's a fucking DIY for dummies book on how to. How hard could it be, right?
You just take a tube and suck it out.
I wouldn't even do that. I'd use my fucking hands, dude. I'd do it old school.
You'd have to knock me out for
I'd
that.
I'd take
one,
it back to the
painful.
Back to the old school abortions, man. I'd reach in there like I'm pregnating a cow.
Oh, Berger has a point.
Rip
kids get in the way of doing cocaine.
That is
I couldn't
a good
have
point.
Kids. That's it.
And then if the police see that you're doing cocaine and there's kids around, you doubly get effed.
Well, they just take the kids away from me.
Oh, well, that'd be all right.
That's
is
cool.
That like an abortion?
Kind of. I don't know, but no, my birth. I love my birth control, dude. Like, I just slipped that.
Me too.
It's a NuvaRing, and all I do is I slip that fucker in there, and I leave it in for 3 weeks.
The only thing I don't like about it is sometimes when I'm fucking you, I can feel it, and I pulled it out once on my dick, and
no,
I was
didn't.
Like, "Huh? There's a ring around my cock.
Mm-mm.
Better than around my collar, though.
You
know
you
what
did
I mean?
Not.
I did once.
You did not.
Actually, what it was is I was fingering you, and I felt it, and I kind of yanked it out. But you had asked me to, so I'm a terrible liar.
I know. Jesus fuck, man. You're like, oh, I pulled it out of my dick on accident. Actually, I was fingering you and I felt it. Actually, you asked me to pull it out.
Actually, that never happened. I'm a horrible liar.
Oh, my God. No, I love it, dude. It's the only birth control I've ever found that's done me right. Like, Depo shot, I gained a shit ton of weight. The pill, I couldn't forget. I couldn't remember to take it.
That wasn't from the shot, hon.
Yeah, it was. No, I stopped taking the shot.
Did
and
you
I
happen
right
to start
down.
Eating a whole bunch also?
No.
Oh,
I didn't.
Really?
I ate exactly what I normally do, and I
really?
Just gained weight.
That's weird.
And then I stopped
yeah, don't,
taking
let's,
it.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Because I was on it for over a year, and then I stopped taking it, and in 2 months, boom, I was right back down to my normal size.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, was it all water weight?
I guess. I have no idea.
Did you feel bloated? Were you gassy?
Yeah, I was bloated and stuff. And
that's
basically
disgusting.
What they told me is that it tricks your body into thinking it's kind of pregnant. Or not kind of pregnant, but pregnant.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
it puts
a good
on,
idea.
Like, it puts on more weight and shit for it. But so
does it trick your boyfriend also?
I guess. But so I stopped taking that. I tried the pill and stuff. I didn't last with that because I can't remember to take shit because I'm forgetful.
Nacho has a fantastic point. I never thought of it that way. He says, that's why I'm thankful for the gays. Most of them don't procreate, keeping our population lower than what it'd be if everyone would keep fucking and popping out kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume is what that was.
But
that's a good point. That was, wow, man. You just kind of blew my mind a little bit. I never thought of it like that.
Gays are helping us out.
We need more gays.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say more gays.
So, the pill I couldn't remember taking because I'm a forgetful retard.
Right.
The patch, I would pick at it.
They had a patch?
They still have a birth control patch.
Really?
Yeah.
Transdermal system?
Yeah, it lasts for a week, and you take it off and put it
on. Oh, yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I would pick at it all the time. It was like a Band-Aid, and you get like little dirt marks around it, and I get picked.
It is weird, though. I can feel it sometimes. Like, when I'm just pounding that ass, like, I can feel it.
Does it bug you?
No, it doesn't bug me. It feels weird. It's like there's something in there, like, that I can feel that shouldn't be in there. It's like, is my watch in there? What is that? What am I feeling?
That mostly men can't feel it.
Yeah, well, so. Most men don't have a dick this big, so what can I tell you?
Anyway, so they also have this little barb that they implant into your arm that they only have to change out like every 5 years. That's a birth
really?
Control. Yep.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, the first ones that they came out with, they had to recall because...
they had AIDS in them?
No.
Sorry, those ones were going to Africa. Actually, this is yours. That's our bad.
No, the barbs were breaking off and like
ooh.
Moving around in the tissue and they couldn't
ooh.
Get them out. And people
yeah,
were having...
that's no good.
Like 8 years later, the girl couldn't conceive and shit like that because it was still in her arm and it couldn't, you know, she was fucked
oh,
the rest
darn.
Of her life. So there was that. And then they have IUDs, which is the little like, T-looking thing that goes up in your cervix and it stays in for 5 to 10 years.
Right.
Whenever you want to have a kid or whatever, you just take it out. But they won't give me that because I've never had a kid before. And they wouldn't give me the implant because I've never had a kid before.
Waiter, this restaurant has poor cervix.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
You're a dork.
I know.
So the NuvaRing, it's the only one that I've ever taken
See,
that
Berger,
doesn't have side effects.
Berger says with the IUD, it pokes at the top of your dick all the time.
Really?
Well, Berger, most men aren't hung like we are, so they would never notice.
So the
like
NuvaRing, it's great. Like, I put it in, and then I leave it in for 3 weeks, and I take it out, and I have a period for a week. It's great, because, like, I get to know, like, when my period is exactly.
Me too.
And I can control it. Like, if I don't want to, if it's
There's
in a bad time for me, I just keep it in for another couple days, and then I take it out later, and I have my period.
Yeah, there's an app for that. I know exactly when you're on your period.
And so it helps with cramps. Like, I don't cramp or anything.
Speaking of apps, do you realize what time I went to bed on Friday after the show?
Mm-mm.
4 a.m.
Why? What were you doing?
Well, remember when someone in the chat emailed me a link to a site that had the top 30 the top 30 apps for the Droid?
Uh-huh.
I got stuck in the most wicked app hole I have ever been in my life. And the next thing, like, we got the show done at a decent time. We had the employee dinner, so it was kind of a late show. But the show was over well before 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of that time was spent me going through those apps. It was horrible. I can't help
it. It's like you with the app hole is like me
don't talk
in the
about
YouTube
my,
hole.
Don't talk about my app hole.
It's like me in the YouTube hole or like when I was playing.
I can't help it because I'm always like blown away by what I find. And I'm like, well, if I go one more page, what else will I find? And then it's like, all right, well, there's nothing good there. But the next page, I might find something that'll make it give me blowjobs. I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God.
But you just never know. And I found some cool fucking shit, though, on that list.
It's like when I used to go searching for, like, wallpapers
you were
and
pretty,
ringtones.
Yeah,
and
I used to do that, too, on, like,
I seriously want digital, a ringtone for my phone.
I think Digital Blasphemy and DeviantArt, even, I would get stuck in and look around.
I really want
but
a ringtone for
what
my
do you,
phone.
What do you think of the G-mote?
That freaked me out.
Pretty fucking amazing.
Because I was just sitting here and I watched you on the couch just looking like you're doing nothing, just staring at your droid like normal.
And all of a sudden,
poof. Like shit's
we're watching
playing
the next TV show.
Watching, you know, something's on the fucking monitor. And I'm like, you
if
didn't
you
touch
guys,
anything. I don't get it.
The G-Mote is the most amazing app ever. You can fucking, it's like a remote
Guitar
control.
Guitar Hero Dave says, here he goes, sucking droid cock again.
Don't be jealous.
He
just
is.
Because you don't have a droid, bro. It's okay. You can suck Steve Jobs' nasty
cancer-ridden
cock.
Seriously, though, you
cock.
Never put that thing down.
I can't
it
help it.
It kind of aggravates me.
Oh, yeah?
Like, how I think you're kind of jealous of me hanging out with Ashley all the time. I'm,
I'm
trying to get jealous of
hold
you
on.
Hanging out
hold
with your
on.
Droid all the time.
Who said I was jealous of you hanging out with her?
I did.
Do you want where would you get that from? Why would I be jealous that you hang out with Ashley? That's retarded.
I don't know. It just seems like you're like, why is she spending all of her time with Ashley and not me?
No, I don't give a fuck. The only problem I had with that is that I don't want you going to jail. That was the only problem I had with that.
And I don't understand why you would think I would be going to jail.
Oh, guys, I don't know. Why would I think that she could go to jail while hanging out with Ashley? You brought it up. I'm just saying. Why would I possibly think that? Why would I think that?
Dude, she's not a big fish, dude. They're not after her like crazy. She's doing absolutely fine with her PO, and her PO isn't even worried about her anymore. They're like, you don't even have to go to NA meetings anymore because you're such a good person, you know?
Well, I'm glad you told me that. Thank you.
Yeah, she's doing really well, and I don't understand why you're so fucking worried about me all the time. And then you're like, oh, I guarantee you they were in her house without her. They put wiretaps in her house. You're fucking nuts.
Why wouldn't they?
Because they don't.
If they knew she was with a dude that they're still looking for, why wouldn't they?
Why is Burger typing cocaine, cocaine, cocaine?
Just to get your attention.
I do cocaine.
Exactly. Thank you, MDS. I'm not. These aren't unfounded paranoia. I have good reason.
I did not
to
give
worry.
Her piss, MDS, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, that was someone else that
Thank
gave
you.
Her piss. Regardless. The fact that that has to be done is why I was worried.
But she is doing absolutely fine right now. And that was
well,
awesome
I'm glad.
That she was able to get out of that. And I'm really thankful that someone gave her piss and all that. Because
well, that's good. I'm glad.
If she didn't get that, she'd be in jail. She's my best friend, dude. She means a lot to me. She's like my fucking family. You know, and I would do a lot for her. So, I mean, just because she's got these problems and things going on,
I just don't want
stop hanging
those
out
problems to become your problems. You don't need that shit, and neither do I, okay?
Well, she doesn't have any problems anymore,
Well,
dude.
That's good, then. Then
the
what are we
that
even
I
talking
was
about?
Worried about is because you really seem like you just don't like her.
I don't like the fact of how... I don't like the impression I got of her from her presenting what happened on the show and stuff.
Well,
like,
she presents
read the chat.
It that
they
way.
Know. MDS says, talking about lying to the PO on the show. Doug says, I'm still laughing, thinking about having a condom of piss up her twat. Things like that. Why do I have a bad impression of her?
Dude, she says those things that way so she can laugh with it, because she's not going to sit here on the show and bawl her eyes out about it.
I understand that, but it really didn't...
She wants to keep it funny. This is a comedy podcast.
Right, and I understand that, but it really didn't seem like she had any kind of remorse for it whatsoever.
She does, dude. She's paying for it now, and she knows that. So
That was my only problem. The only problem I had with you hanging out with her so much is that I don't want you to be with her when she's doing something she shouldn't be doing.
But you straight up
and
told
she
me,
ends
you
up
said,
getting...
every time I see her or whatever, I lose more and more respect for her. And I'm like, dude, she is an awesome person.
Well, that's good then.
She would do anything for me and I would do anything for her, dude. I just really don't want this to end up like... You know, either it's me or her. You know,
have I ever said that? Have I ever said don't hang out with her?
No, you have not.
Okay, then.
But if it ever came down to that, I just don't want it to come down to that.
It would never. Why would it come down to that?
Because you just don't like her. I could tell you just don't like her.
I don't not like her. I don't like the fact that...
She's so upset about it, it's not even funny. Because she knows that
you don't
like her.
I know. She texted me. Thank you for that also. I appreciate that.
She texted you?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
None of your fucking business.
Whoa.
It's between me and my friend. Don't worry about
She's
it.
She's not even your friend. You don't even like her.
Maybe I do now.
You don't. I know you don't.
How do you know?
Because you talk shit about her all the time.
Have I since she texted me?
I defend that woman to like my fucking last breath. I love that chick.
Are you crying?
No. She's my best friend, dude. Dude, seriously. She's as close to me as my family.
Well, that's good.
She's the only friend I have, and I don't want you being mad at her or not
I'm not
liking her or talking crap about her.
Okay.
You know, it pisses me off. You know how it pissed me off so bad that I was willing to sleep on the couch because you pissed me off about it so bad.
Well, that was your fault.
Well, no, you just don't need to talk crap about my best friend, is what I'm saying.
But you have to see where I'm coming from.
I do, but okay. I don't want to hear about it all the time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Doug, you can text me, too.
Oh, my God.
So, I found...
So, you don't mind me hanging out with her?
I'm just going to give you a list real quick. No, I don't. As long as you guys aren't out doing stupid fucking shit, because I swear, dude, if you get arrested, you will just sit in jail, because I don't have money to bail you out. You know that.
I know that.
You don't need that shit.
I am a big girl. I am smart.
I know.
I can take care of myself.
I'm just saying.
I will not
land
my own ass in jail.
But there's nothing you can do if they roll up on her while you're with her. You will get arrested with her. That's all. You need to know that. You will be an accessory to whatever they're busting her for.
Well, she's not going to get busted for anything because she doesn't do anything.
Well, that's good,
though. You have to understand that. You constantly think that she's doing stupid shit, but
she's not. Well, where would I get that impression from?
Because she's done stupid shit in the past. But she's not doing anything like that now. And you
need
to fucking realize that.
I didn't know that.
I've told you that a million times.
And after you've told me that, I've seen her do stupid shit. So you can see where I would be kind of, you know, standoffish. But as long as she's not doing anything like that, then you should be cool. See, they all know. It's not me. You guys know. Except for Megan, but she just came here. She has no idea what's going on. You guys need to direct Megan to the show that happened on, and then you can have an idea of what we're dealing with.
Ashley is an awesome person and doesn't mean anyone harm. And doesn't... Dude, she would do anything for me, and she would never, ever do anything to hurt me, and I would never do anything to hurt her either. And she's...
Well, no, and that's... You're missing the point.
She's only
it
got
wouldn't
3
be...
months left. She's not going to fuck up her probation... You know,
it wouldn't be her knowingly doing it. No one like does that shit on purpose. It would just be you wrong place, wrong time and getting in trouble for that. That was what I was worried about. That's all.
Well, I mean, and Doug says she did cover her ass when she was at the POs. Yeah, I covered her ass. She's my best friend, dude.
Well, and that's good. And I would do the same for my friend, but I would worry the fuck about a girlfriend of mine that's doing that, you know?
She don't need to worry about it. I mean, when I'm with her, I, you know, I keep her away from these types of people.
Well, that's good.
I'm helping her get through this 3-month period. There's not a lot of her friends. They're just going to be like, hey, what are you doing? I want to kick it. Instead of being like, hey, can you find me anything?
See, that's the kind of shit that I'm worried about. That, you know, she's going to be like, yeah, you want to go for a ride. And one of those people will have had problems with the law prior to. They're calling her up to set her up. You guys roll up. Here come the cops. And now we're all in jail.
But she's had people call asking her for shit. And she's like, no, dude, I don't fuck with that.
Well, that's good. See, I didn't know that. That's good.
You need to not worry
about it. Guitar Hero Dave says, Ashley has awesome tits. I mean, she is a nice person.
Thank you, Guitar Hero Dave.
I fully agree. Rockin' tits.
I'm not gonna stop hanging out with her.
I never asked you to.
I just
ever.
Okay.
Ever once.
Just want you to know that.
You're actually more pushy about things than I am, telling me to get rid of pictures I have on my computer.
It's aggravating.
Shit.
It's aggravating
shit.
Seeing vaginas
shit.
On your fucking computer.
They're nice vaginas though, you have to admit. Nice vaginas.
Not nicer than mine.
Well,
then go fuck yourself.
That remains to be seen. They're not. So I'm going to give you a list of apps real quick you may or may not like. The Gmote, awesome. Google Goggles, cool. Still need some work. Layer, it's a cool augmented reality system. Dolphin Browser, good alternative browser to the one that comes with it. Trapster, Wikimobile, Google Sky, Twidroid, Astrid, Barcode Scanner, BeyondPod, Listen, Slacker Radio. I like it better than Pandora. I don't know. Everyone was like, Pandora's way cooler. I like Slacker Radio for some reason. They have a lot more music that I'm into. CS Droid Clear Sky lets you know when the skies are going to be clear so you can check out the stars with Google Sky. Dope Wars, fun game. Advanced Task Killer, it's a must-have app if you're going to keep your droid running smoothly. GPS Status, Speed Test, GPS Speedometer, Magic Marker. Who's a fan of Magic Marker?
I am.
And what does it do?
It just lets me doodle shit.
It's the stupidest app, but it's
what
so cool.
What did I draw on it?
They're like bright neon. It's like magic markers on your droid. It's awesome.
What did I draw on it?
I forget.
I drew the horse.
Oh, yeah. She totally drew the horse from...
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Oh, God. I hate that song.
Tastes just like raisins.
Doug says, you guys need to come to an understanding here. Matt understands that Danny can be a huge fucking bitch, and Danny needs to understand that Matt needs blowjobs all the time. I fully agree, Doug. Anyway.
Fuck you all.
No. He says, Matt understands that Danny can take care of herself. You thought that's what he said, huh? I almost got you in trouble, Doug.
Whatever.
Matt understands that Danny can take care of herself, and Danny needs to understand that he will still be a little nervous about the whole thing, at least for a while. Absolutely. Thank you. Doug. I didn't say that, fucker. I'm pretty good at that. So the magic marker, Moto Torch, turns your LED, dual LED flash into a sweet flashlight just at the click of a button. Wear, MyTrax, Ultrasound, Weatherbug, Wi-Fi Analyzer. Those are all the apps I have that didn't come with it. So cool list. AndroidAnarchy.com has a sweet list of apps. And I think I put a link in the Friday show notes to the site that had the top 30. So enough sucking droid dick. What did you guys remember IQ?
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop artist IQ. Mm-hmm. What episode did we interview him on?
I have not a clue.
It was the first one where you brought up the lump on my penis, and I was really super embarrassed about it. And it was the most awkward show I think I've ever done with you.
Sorry.
I was so embarrassed because you just came out with the fierce, dude. You were like, at least I don't have a lumpy dick. Nah. I was like,
Brian just shot
he
down.
He does hip-hop and
yeah, but it made for such a great show. And yeah, many good shows after that.
I didn't like that show, honestly. I thought it was a mess.
Well, it seems like for a long time you've been very scared of telling people about it.
Yeah, so. I've never. That's been like, yeah.
Well, look who got you to open up. Check this chick
look
out.
Who doesn't have a lump on his dick anymore. I got it removed.
Look who has a hole on the side of his dick.
No, it's actually closing up, thank you. Yeah. If you would suck it more, you would know that.
Oh my god.
So anyway, I saw something on his MySpace the other night when I was just chilling. I was messing around with my tweet deck, which I don't use very often, but when I use it, it's a cool little app on the PC. But I saw something that he was like sending out messages and posts that, what did they say? Because you got an actual message.
Yeah,
from
on
him.
My comments on MySpace, he left me a comment. It says, "Do you need to make some extra cash? If you're interested, hit me up."
How do people get rich quick on the internet, ladies and gentlemen? Can you say a pyramid scheme, perhaps?
So I email him back. I said, "Extra money doing what?" And he emails me. It says, "It's a business opportunity. It's not some get-rich scheme, though. You actually have to do stuff to earn money."
But do you know what?
What?
I'm glad you said that, because I clicked the link to see what it was. And all over the site, it's like, "Get rich quick."
I know.
Like, really, dude? It's not a get rich scheme?
So he says, basically, "I sell Watkins products. It's a company that has been in business for over 100 years and has great business models. Right now, I have 8 people under me, and 2 of them do really well and have people under them."
Hold on. You mean your downline?
Right,
classic pyramid Ponzi scheme bullshit.
Exactly. He says, "So I'm starting to make good money as long as I sell a little bit to my dad and my aunt and keep recruiting people. The money exponentially increases. My mom has been doing it for 3 years and makes an extra $30,000 a year."
Bullshit.
"And the guy above her that owns the Summit Group makes $400,000 a year."
Bullshit.
"So I'm trying to get to that level and beyond, and you can do the same thing I'm doing if you want. Go ahead and sign up, and I'll send you some more info."
Oh, I can be in your downline? Really?
Woo! So
yeah, Doug has a point. There's always someone at the bottom.
So I email him back. I said, My friend tried to get me into this. Sorry, man, it's not my cup of tea. I'm kind of already famous online in the podcast world, and I'll make it on my own.
So
no
hold
need
on,
to
how
sell useless shit.
How
Thanks
many
for the offers, though.
How many listeners do we have?
10. Whatever.
Awesome.
But, you know, I don't fucking want to do that crap. And then he sends me back a message that says, "LOL, you're right. I suppose shampoos, soaps, lotions, and food are pretty useless."
Oh.
So
why go to the store to get everyday stuff when you can get it from me through the mail without ever having to leave your house? Now, these are good services for people that are shut-ins or
right.
big fat people that can't leave their homes.
So the last email I sent him, which was this afternoon, I said, "No, but getting them that way is. Why do that and wait a week to get them when I could just go to the store and have them that day? I'm a big fan of instant gratification. Why are you doing this anyway? Is your hip-hop career not working out or something?"
Oh, snap!
And by the way, pyramid schemes are illegal in this state and are also very scumbaggish. Just my take on it.
Oh, snap! Did you just attack his hip-hop career?
I did.
Is he not selling records?
Obviously not if he's trying these scumbaggy fucking pyramid schemes.
Did mommy and daddy cut him off?
I don't know.
Because I heard a lot about this kid. I think we might have mentioned it on the show, but his mommy and daddy are pretty wealthy, and that's where he gets all of his funding for his hip-hop career and everything. He didn't pay his way through school or any of that shit. He didn't buy any of his equipment. It was all his parents. And that's cool. Like,
hey,
I wish my parents
did a bunch of shit
for
me,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, hey,
but
you want to travel the countries and whatever? Here
well, that
go.
That was my grandparents, but yeah.
Yeah, well, same thing.
Not really.
You're spoiled.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
I work for that shit. I put in my time with phone calls talking to them. I put in my
you
time.
You are spoiled, you little shit.
I put in my fucking time.
I love you, Grandma. I love you, Grandpa. Oh, okay. Here's a plane.
Hey, my grandmother's dead. Thank you.
Hey, but she wasn't.
No, she wasn't.
Here's a plane ticket to Amsterdam.
Every
sweetie.
Time.
Have a fun time.
I remember when I was younger, we'd always go down there and visit them, and Grandma would always take us to Toys R Us. She'd be like, "Don't tell your grandfather." Because she would
spoiled
use
little
she
shit.
Would use his credit card to buy a shit.
Nice.
So awesome.
You are spoiled, though. You have to know that, right?
No, spoiled kids.
What's your
are,
mother getting you for your Christmas present,
she's
huh?
paying all our phone bill, huh?
$500.
For the droid, because I haven't gotten the fucking rebate yet. Droid, Verizon, thank you.
Your mom does a lot
and
for
that's
you.
Your phone also.
Yeah, but it wasn't maybe, no $500.
Maybe I'd have a little extra cash if someone would help me pay the fucking rent, huh? So you're kind of spoiled in that sense.
But I wasn't spoiled growing up.
Well, no, your parents were poor. Don't talk about this then, because I'll hurt you. I'll make you cry.
We were living just fine in Florida.
And then your mother got a drug habit and a gambling addiction.
She's always had a drug problem.
Well, of course.
No, but then she started drinking and gambling and shit, and that just went downhill. My dad worked for the city of Sarasota's waste treatment department as a senior foreman for 25 years and made a lot of money.
Should have saved some of it.
If he would have stayed another 5 years, he would have gotten a full pension instead of the pension that he gets now. He would have gotten double what he gets now.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, but my mom was crazy and wanted to leave.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you know who else is crazy?
You.
Luis Alfonso Sanchez. Does that name mean anything to you?
Nope.
He's a Colombian.
Obviously.
What do Colombians do?
Cocaine!
That's right, they do cocaine.
Yeah, baby!
Well, this guy, he's a Colombian farmer, 40 years old, decided to castrate himself.
Oh, God.
Do you know why?
He didn't want kids.
I wish. To avoid cheating on his wife.
Oh, God.
Now, do you know why he would have to cheat on his wife?
Because he hates her?
Because she doesn't fuck him. Interesting.
Well,
I would never castrate myself. I would just go cheat.
This reminds me of a Distorted View episode when they're talking about the asexuals.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't get that. What do? You just, like, find someone to, like, hang out you with just, or what?
Literally, you bump uglies. That's all you do.
Like, they don't even... Do you
it's
just,
ugly.
Like, give it up? Like, if you have an asexual partner... Okay.
Yeah, see, Berger knows farmer equals drug dealer. Well, duh, it's Colombia.
Like, check it out. If like... Say you were an asexual and I weren't, you know, like, would you just, like, have to give it up to me once in a while so I stay around? Or would you just not and I just, you know, have the opportunity to go fuck everyone else but I stay with you?
Well, I think after a certain point, you're not in it for the sex anymore.
No.
Because there's no sex drive there, right? Once the balls are gone, no sex drive, right?
No. You still have a penis.
But the penis gets hard because of what the balls are manufacturing.
No, a penis gets hard because you're horny and you got blood pumping.
But But you only get horny because of the testosterone that's manufactured through the balls.
Yeah, true.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
You can still have a dick because you still need to pee, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Need that.
So, Mr. Sanchez had performed the act on many of his animals in the past and believed the procedure would be as easy for him, saying, quote, I've castrated pigs, cats, dogs, and 3 days later they're healed. No problem. I'll heal in 3 days.
They do heal quick. You just do it in the rubber band way and they just fall off.
With the, what's that thing called? The Henson, or not the Henson. What's that thing called? The castration device.
Yeah,
come on.
I know what
Who
you're
am
talking
I,
about, but I don't know.
Where's my DV fans? What the fuck's that? The Henderson. Thank you.
Yes.
That was me, but thank me. I thought that's what it was going to be like with me. I had practice with animals, so I went ahead, put some pressure on it, and cut them to remove them by force. When I saw that I could no longer count on her... my wife, my bitch fucking wife, so that I wouldn't keep bothering her, I made the decision to cut off my testicles because I am a blank. I cut off my testicles because I did not want to go look for another partner because I am a blank.
I am a, oh God, I don't know. Gay? What?
With a wife? I'm a Christian, is what I was looking
fag.
For. I'm a Christian.
You might as well be gay.
I know, right? So I cut off, rather than going out and looking for another partner that would actually fuck me, because I'm a Christian, I'll just cut my own balls off.
That's ridiculous.
Thanks, God. Appreciate
that
it.
That is making it in the news. Obviously, he was going to bleed to death or something, right?
He's being treated at the hospital where Dr. Javier Martinez said he is still healing more than 3 days later, right?
Right.
He has an escrotopenile hematoma. Escrotal. That's awesome. He's been looked at by the urology department, and they found a complete absence of the blank.
Testicles.
Absolutely, of the testicles.
Oh, God.
According to Dr. Sanchez's wounds,
just
have,
jerk off, man. You
have
need your balls.
Become infected. Well, I think his whole problem was he kept bugging his wife to fuck him. Now, why isn't your wife fucking you, bro? What happened?
All right, how old are they? Are they like...
He's 40, so I would imagine...
She might be going through menopause and going psycho.
Then suck a cock, for fuck's
sake.
They
ain't gonna suck a cock when they're going through menopause.
You better fuck it. You go through menopause, you're sucking cock every day. It'll help your menopause. Don't make me hit the reset button.
Oh, whatever, dude.
But you cut your balls off, SA. Your wife... Oh, man. I would have cheated. I'm sorry. If it's coming, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would have too. If we haven't fucked in a long time, like, I'll give it a couple months.
I mean, I'll bug the fuck out of you. Trust me. I will bug the fuck out of you. But if it comes down to my balls or our fucking marriage, sorry, dude. My balls are fucking... My balls have done a lot more for me than this marriage ever has.
Hey.
So, pretty awesome.
You love me.
And then we got to do this story. Burger sent this in. I watched the video earlier. I will post it at thejamhole.com/forums.
I watched
slash
the video,
forums.
Too.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The taser thing?
First, I want to address something else.
Oh, please.
The Viagra.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Burger, one of our listeners, our friends here, sent me a Viagra pill.
And have you researched it more enough to where you're comfortable taking it yet?
Honestly, I don't even know where it's at.
I really want you to take it.
I'm just kidding. I know where it's at. But no, I haven't looked into it yet. Now,
I'm afraid.
I'll be honest with you. I've done some fucking drugs in my time, and I'll do some fucking more. When it comes down to my penis, though, especially after having this surgery, like... How sad is it going to be if I walk back into the urology department with a raging fucking boner that I've had for 3 fucking days?
I think you'll be fine.
And babe. I'm like, hey, doc, I have another problem.
I think you'll be fine, dude. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
Right, and it probably won't be. I need to talk to Brolo because I hear
I
he's...
I want to do it tonight.
We're not doing it tonight. That
what?
Shit's got to be on a weekend. No, I mean, we'll do it tonight, but not the pill. That's got it because
I just want to like I want you to take it and I want to sit on the couch and I want us to watch something. I just want to watch your dick just gradually grow.
we can do that though.
It's time to fuck.
Hey, we can do that without the pills. If we're sitting down, we're watching Dexter, and you start sucking it,
I don't
want
to do anything. I just want to like go whoop.
Oh, I don't have to do anything. Typical fucking woman.
Well, no, that's
right,
cool.
Guys?
I just like want to look over and I want to be there.
Okay, well we'll watch porn then. Okay. Fuck. No, I'm definitely, if we're going to do it, it's going to be on a weekend so that if something were to happen, I have another day buffer to where my dick has time to go down. But I'm just worried that it's going to stay erect and I'm going to have to go into the doctor and they're going to have to drain the blood out of it to get it to go down. Like, I'm really scared about that.
I don't think you're going to have a problem with it.
Galactor said, and cancel all, or Doug says, wait until you are fully healed before trying that shit. That's a good idea. We need to wait for that for sure. Galactor says, and cancel all plans for the next 3 days. I had a friend who popped some with a friend. They made the mistake of not having any chicks. 3 guys, 3 pills, 1 horrible weekend.
That is fucked. Why would you take Viagra without any women around?
That's like some Jersey Shore shit. Hey, bro, I got some pills. You want to pop some pills? Oh, shit, yeah, bro. That's a bromance. If anything ever was, that is a bromance.
That's bad, dude. Why would you take Viagra with 3 brahonis?
Yeah, hey,
dude?
Hey, Galactor, you know how I know your friends are gay?
They pop Viagra with 2 other dudes.
Right. Like, no one thought, like, hey, maybe we should get some chicks. Because
right?
I don't know if you know this or not, but it's much easier getting chicks before you have raging hard-ons than it is after you have raging hard-ons. Like, you roll around in a bar with your shit fucking pitched a tent in your pants, you're probably not going
to
get
tape
a chick.
It to your leg or something. I don't
think you can do that.
Or tuck it in your belt.
That would, hey, Doug says that would be a super circle jerk. Yes, it would.
That's gross. I want to. I can't wait.
But
to
no,
do
yeah,
it.
We'll do
I
it.
Wait
I just
to when you.
I
want to
research it a little bit, and I need to.
And I don't have days off with you very often. So.
I need to have reassurance that my dick will go down when you know the night's over.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
The only thing I'm worried about.
And I think your dick will be fine, though. You're saying you want to wait till it's completely healed. It's
well, just because
healed,
of
dude.
That much fucking. Like, it needs to be totally healed. I don't want, if there's a
Whoa.
Little gap in
now
it,
I'm
like,
starting to realize that much fucking might hurt my punani.
Oh, yeah, your punani. You're going to be walking funny for sure. Yeah, see,
Can
Burger
fuck
says...
Can with the fleshlight,
It
too?
Will. It's not like... Yeah, we knew whatever the fuck at that point. Okay. I don't think it matters.
I'm like,
all right,
my
point.
Twat hurts. I'm getting the fleshlight. Hang on.
Yeah, pretty much. And your mouth. The only way... Doug says the only way for it to do down after Viagra is a BJ. That's what I heard. That's some of the research I've been reading.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I hate you.
Suck more
Burger,
cock.
Or wait, Doug? No, fuck you.
All right, so... yeah, this is kind of fucked up, but... It's the kid's fault. I watched the video. Don't be a fucking idiot. Don't swallow a baggie, obviously.
He didn't die of weed. He died of stupidity.
Yeah, for sure. He died of asphyxiation is what I believe the medical
Oh my god, Burger
said.
Just said if you start seeing a blue tint in your vision, it's normal.
Okay, see, that's what I need. I need from you to email info@thejamhole.com with a list of things that I can
that
expect.
Happened.
Because I've never done this drug before, believe it or not. Like many fearful potheads, Andrew Grande attempted to swallow the bag as police tried to arrest him on December 10th in Panama City, Florida. And see, that's fucked up. You shouldn't be that scared of having weed on you. Coke? Yes. Heroin? Absolutely. Meth? For fucking sure, dude. But weed, you should never be afraid to the point that you swallow a bag of weed because you're
afraid. I wouldn't
swallow the
bag. I've eaten weed.
Yeah, but not the baggy, dumb
fuck. You
flip
it inside out and eat that shit.
Yeah, you don't fucking put it in there. It's, yeah, no shit, you fucking suffocated. So, if you guys haven't seen the video, like I said, I'll post it in the show notes, and I'll post it at thejamhole.com/forums. It's pretty crazy. You don't see him really die, because I think what it said is he died at the hospital, but you see him come pretty fucking close. Like, he just... He's
like, I can't breathe, I can't... He's, like, tapping out on the fucking
Yeah, I know, right?
He he's
watched
like, dude,
a little,
no, seriously, fucking help me.
He watched a little too much fucking... Fight Club or whatever
know,
that shit's
dude.
Called.
That kind of sucked, man. So
when he struggled, an overzealous cop tased him, bro, and soon Grande choked to death on the bag. According to Bay County Police, Grande had an argument with a girlfriend, left the car, and was apprehended in the executive in parking on Front Beach at 2 a.m. After being tased, he fell to the ground. He stopped breathing, and one officer did the Heimlich maneuver to no avail. You can't Heimlich a baggie out of someone, I don't think. The Heimlich is for objects that are lodged in your throat, not something that's creating suction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't imagine the physics of that working. EMS were able to pull the bag out of his throat, but it was too late. Quote, the subject chose to ingest this in his mouth, the county sheriff said. Because of that, he's dead. Well, kind of because you guys have shitty laws down there. He had to ingest it. He's dead. But I agree, it is his fault. He shouldn't have done that, for sure. And at the worst, like, what is it, dude? You fucking, it's a misdemeanor?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what it said in the video. It was like, he would have gotten off with so much lighter of a charge, you know? I mean, if he hadn't have tried to resist the arrest and all that. But I don't think he was trying to resist the arrest. I think he was just choking.
No, he was resisting at first. But then he was choking, I don't know. The cop says, no, Grand is dead because, one, he was tased, and, two, marijuana is illegal. He'd be alive today if it wasn't. Grand was 23. That is a good point. But you gotta know, dude, stoned or not, I know enough not to put a baggie in my fucking mouth like that.
Oh my god, I just got a message. I got three messages from IQ.
Really? What does he say?
The hip hop career is working out about as well as your podcast.
Aww.
I'd like to think that we are going a little bit better than he is.
Dig. Is he listening right now? Call in.
462-44687. So yeah, I'd like to live in a big ass house like my mom instead of a ghetto apartment like you.
Oh, dig.
You should call the cops and tell them about our illegal pyramid scheme. Selling products and recruiting others to sell them is a big time crime. That's why there's so many ripoffs about it in the Summit Group and Watkins. I'm just hoping people don't check with the Better Business Bureau. Maybe I should figure out a way to be famous like you, because the pyramid scheme is really scumbaggish. And hang on, I got another one right after that. Let's see here.
Hey, I like my little ghetto apartment.
It's what? I don't even know what that says.
Sound it out.
No, it said it's and an F-U or something. It's funny. I found some rip-off. What the fuck? Rip-off reports on the Summit Group after what you said. They seemed mostly from Utah, though, and none mentioned Watkins. Then I found this, and it's some link. I don't even want to...
Oh, yeah, so it looks like he did a little research, and we are right. Thank you.
Probably. I kind of want to click on it. It says summitgroupbusiness.com.
Yeah, no, don't. It's just going to give you a report about them. That's fine. Yeah. We know they're shady. It's cool. Any business that has a downline is shady. That's all there
is to it. That's ridiculous. Oh, it's doing just as good as... as your podcast. And
I would have expected him to come back with, well, my hip hop career is doing just as good as Matt's is, or something like that. Cause yeah, dude, my hip hop career sucks.
And saying he would rather live in his mom's house than some shitty apartment like ours. I love our apartment. It's just perfect for us.
How cool is it bringing chicks home
to your mom's house?
Like, I've done that, bro. I've fucking done that. You gotta wait till your parents are asleep, and then you gotta get the chicks out before they wake up in the morning. And it fucking sucks, okay?
Yeah, I'll give you the link to his MySpace shit.
Do you know how...
post that in the show notes.
Okay, yeah, email that to me. Do you know how shitty it is? Oh, I'm sure he is a nice kid, but yeah, whatever. Do you know how shitty it is trying to fuck quietly because your parents are sleeping?
I know, right? I would so much rather be in the... He called our apartment shitty. Fuck you. Our apartment's not shitty.
I don't know.
Your
life
is shitty, fag.
Oh, snap.
Fuck you.
So you didn't come up here from L.A. because you wanted the scenery. You just couldn't make it in L.A. as
a
hip-hop artist. Okay.
Fag.
That's fine.
Fuck him.
All right. Well, I got a couple more stories here before we get the fuck out of our sad podcast life.
I know, right?
Oh, check this out. This is amazing. A Massachusetts grand jury has indicted a 98-year-old woman accused of strangling her 100-year-old nursing home roommate on a second-degree murder charge. Now, at first I was like, how does a 98-year-old strangle anything? But then I read on and I was like, oh, okay, she strangled a 100-year-old. Like, that could have just been chance, right? She could have been going to strangle it and the 100-year-old just died. Like... But, I mean, you might not have done anything. Let's take a look at the evidence here. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors say Laura Lundquist killed centenarian Elizabeth Barrow, a resident of Brandon Woods nursing home in Dartmouth, after the two women had an argument. What are two old ladies arguing over, do you think?
About an old man.
no.
Weather? I don't know.
Had an argument over a table Lundquist had placed at the foot of Barrow's bed.
Oh, okay.
I'm just gonna put this here. Oh, Gertario Dave says coupons. Nacho says card game. All very viable options.
Those are my goddamn coupons, Mabel.
No shit, huh? Barrow was found dead September 24th with a plastic shopping bag tied loosely around her head.
Oh, awesome.
According to the Bristol County District Attorney's Office, an autopsy indicated she had been strangled. Barrow complained... Now, this is what went down. Barrow complained that the table obstructed her path to the bathroom. I use it frequently, right? When a nurse's aide moved it, Lundquist punched the aide and grumbled that her roommate might as well have the whole room. You got punched by a 98-year-old. Oh, God, I wish I could have seen that.
That had to have been cool as fuck.
Do you think all, like, slow-mo, but not because it's bullet time, because that's how fast they move? Would you feel that?
Probably
not. Hey, Katara Dave has a point. That is old school. Bag over her head. That's like, yeah, dude. That's
she
like
is old school.
Well, yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's funny that that's how she did it, you know?
Yeah.
Nurse's aide got punched. District attorney said Barrow repeatedly complained that Lundquist was making her life, quote, a living hell.
Oh, really?
In the weeks leading up to the woman's death, and that Lundquist remarked that she would never, or she says that she would outlive her roommate. Well, you kind of did. That's cheating.
Her.
That's cheating, though. I'm going to outlive Danny, and then I shoot her in the face. Told ya. Like, no, that's cheating, retard.
Just got another direct message from Doug. Says, Danny, in the show with the big kaboom.
I'm going
to
kill you.
Everybody wants me to kaboom.
Well,
see, just
everybody
let me.
Wants you to suck my cock, so I think you should
just let me.
Get
just
my
let
dick
you
sucked.
Suck your cock. What?
Get my dick sucked. Let me get my dick sucked. You saw the emo poetry episode. I put in subliminal things. Didn't that make you want to suck it?
No.
Oh. Made me want to get it sucked.
Of course.
A nursing home spokesman said the facility twice presented Barrow with the chance to change either rooms or roommates, but she declined each time. She's like, nah, I'd just rather kill this bitch. He compared the pair to sisters, saying they took daily walks together, ate lunch together every day, and were heard at night saying, quote, good night, I love you, to each other. Lundquist's attorney, Carl Levin, contends his client was not involved in Barrow's death, saying, quote, we maintain her innocence. Prove it, sucka. And it's not like you can put her on the stand and get it out of her. She fucking forgot. She doesn't even remember she had a roommate, probably.
Probably.
And honestly, what are you going to do? Put her in jail? She's 90 fucking 8, dude. She's already, right? She's in jail, or the equivalent of, you know? Like, mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Superior
Take
Court
her
Judge
meds away from her or something.
Okay, I could see that. That'd be killing her. I mean, either kill her or just leave it be. Like the 100-year-old. I mean, people go to jail for murdering people because you're taking away their lives. When you kill a 100-year-old, you're not taking away shit. Like, they had their life, right? Mm-hmm. You should. I mean, if you live to 100, good on you. But call it quits after that. Anything after that, what the fuck are you doing? You're sitting there wasting away, sucking on other people's money, pretty much. Unless
but at
you're
that point, it's kind of enjoying,
unless you're rich,
I suppose.
Well, yeah, but unless you're a rich old lady, then I understand. But let's see. The Superior Court Judge granted a motion to send Lundquist to a state hospital for a competency evaluation. An arraignment will be held only if Lundquist is found competent to stand trial. She'll totally fake it. I think she's an old mobster. I think. So, that's just what I think. All right, and we got a... Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's fine. We won't do that. A dog attacked a baby. You want to hear about that? Before we get out of here?
I don't know. Did it die?
Yeah. Both of them did. From Florida again, a 20-month-old boy... Dallas Walters was killed after being mauled by a dog inside Newport Richey home Saturday night. According to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, a birthday party was going on at his aunt's house. Deputies say Walters was eating a cookie, then dropped it on the floor. When he went to reach for the cookie, the aunt's Rottweiler attacked him. 20-month-old versus
Rottweiler.
Fight. Fatality. Fatality.
Brutality.
Absolutely, dude. I ran over there, quote, pulled the dog off him, said the boy's father. I tried to beat the hell out of him. Walters. That's my cookie. That sucks, dude. Why are you having... I mean, we used to have Rottweilers, and I was raised around him and shit. Nothing bad ever happened. Then again, I wasn't trying to, like, keep a cookie from him, you know? Walters rushed his son.
My Rottie attacked somebody, but they were trying to fucking... Or no, he was drunk. That's what the problem was. He walked in our gate drunk. And
oops.
We always go to the gate and let the person in.
Right.
The dude just
and then the dog knows it's right. Yeah, we had to put down one of our Rotties up here at camp a long time ago. It was nighttime. I've told this story, I think, a long time ago on the show, but it was nighttime, and we were at this Trinity Lutheran church camp. Uh-huh. Kid comes running up the trail, spooked the dog. Dog jumps on him, ripped a hole in his chest.
Nice.
Kid goes to the hospital. Dog goes to get put down. Huh. Funny thing is, I was more sad for our dog than I was for the kid.
I had to put my dog down, but we had to shoot it.
Oh, so yeah.
She was like 13, though.
But then, like, right after that happened, I went over to pet the dog, and the dog, like, tried to maul me. So then Dad was like, okay, probably time to put the dog down.
Dog's got shell shock.
Yeah, pretty much. So they took him to the hospital. The brutality of the attack was just too much for his little body to overcome. He died at the hospital. So that sucks.
I mean, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Okay, and then in Grapevine, this is awesome. Four apartments destroyed Friday night by a blaze that began when a resident tried to start a fire in a fireplace using blank.
Gasoline.
Gasoline, absolutely. The blaze.
And that wasn't even a cocaine one, and I got it right.
I know, I'm proud of you. Now, when is it ever a good idea to start any kind of fire inside your home with gasoline?
Never.
Ever. Ever.
Never.
Ever?
No.
Never, ever.
Never, ever.
The blaze at the Maria Del Rey Apartments was reported in the evening time. The firefighters raised the call to four alarms, primarily to summon equipment to stop flames from spreading through common attics and walls. A child whose hands were burned was taken to the hospital. Of the four apartments burned, two were occupied. Five adults and two children were displaced, he said. That sucks. Quote, we tried that once in our childhood, and oh my gosh, it's something you never do twice. If it's something you even do once, you're a fucking idiot, and you deserve to lose all of your belongings in a fire. Start over, because you're an idiot. So, we good? We got the season finale of Dexter to watch, my friend.
I know, I'm so excited.
I'm fucking super excited. That's finally come to an end, and we might see what happened, you know?
Yeah, I hope he kills this dude. If he doesn't, I'm gonna, like, sue the Dexter.
Well, typically, with all of the other Dexter seasons, he always ends the season by killing the main guy that he's after. So, hopefully they will continue with that. I will be pissed if he doesn't, seriously. I would be super pissed.
Yeah, dude, me too. I'll be fucking like, Dexter, what are you thinking?
I know. I'll write Dexter Morgan a fucking letter, dude. Yeah, Guitar Hero Dave says, IQ has 13,526 friends. Right?
It's all, I mean, spam.
Anybody can go on fucking, yeah, go through his list and look who they
right.
are.
It's not real people.
I'm sure they're all real people. But
this
I mean,
his mom, so how
if
cool
I,
is he?
Well, no, but I mean, anyone can get a bunch of friends on MySpace. It's if I sat there and just sent out requests. Like, I haven't been on MySpace in forever. But that's fine. We don't measure popularity by how many friends we have, okay? At least not on MySpace.
No, 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 no. It's downloads no. from iTunes.
Galactor says, all legit 13-year-olds. All right, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, if you have any spare PayPal change, we could definitely use it. TheJamo.com/donate. Doug says his mom is in his top eight.
Well,
tell him we said hi. Hey, if my mom had a MySpace, she'd be in my top eight.
At least you're not living with her.
That's a good point. Not anymore.
And trying to sell pyramid schemes.
Yeah, I know. I always know better. When something says get rich quick, I always know better. That's the skeptic in me. But email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, of course, where all our shit's at. We're going to cool it on the stumble for a while until they figure out this pop-up script problem. I know it's not you guys sending us shit. It's the sites that you're sending us that are infected with malware. They're causing massive amounts of pop-ups. Not like pop-ups, but like actual processes of the browser to just open one after another, and it's a pain in the ass. So, yeah, no, it's not your fault, Burger. It happens even not through the stumble. Like, I'll be on a website reading something, and all of a sudden, I'll mouse
boom,
over
boom,
something.
Boom, boom, boom.
I think it's a Flash vulnerability. It's a fucking problem, but... Yeah, so email us info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message for the next episode, 406-204-4687. There's a new emo poetry up at thejamhole.com/YouTube. I think I'm trying to kind of just get those out once a week till I get up to 40. Then I should have enough material for another album. So yep. We'll see what happens.
Thejamhole.com/Vimeo for my surgery.
That's right. Or
I went to my last post-op today and gave that website to my doctor finally.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he's super excited to see it. He's like, really, that's kind of the only reason why I wanted to see you today. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm going on vacation. He's like, I really wanted to see that and show my wife.
Oh, nice.
He's like, you didn't put a mustache on my face or anything, did you? Har, har, har. I'm like, no, you're a cool guy. Thank you so much.
He was really cool about that. Thank you very much for making my girlfriend all better.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything else?
Doug wants me to kaboom. Kaboom.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.